concerns. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. As President Biden takes another trip to Delaware amid an investigation into his mishandling of classified documents. At the same time, a coming shakeup in the West Wing as one of Biden's top staffers is reportedly resigning in the coming weeks.
Gronk claimed the president's chief of staff is expected to resign in the coming weeks. That's according to multiple media outlets, including the New York Times, who first broke the story. Fox News has not independently confirmed this. We have reached out to the White House for comment, but have not heard back.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. Meanwhile, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says that she expects Congress will ultimately vote to raise America's debt limit. And President Biden and the new House Speaker will soon meet to talk about raising the debt limit and spending cuts. Fox's Jared Halpern reports from the White House.
Administration officials have been firm. Congress must raise the U.S. debt limit without conditions. But at a gathering of mayors here, President Biden indicated he expects an honest debate with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy over taxing and spending differences.
Well, it's not just cutting. What do you raise? What taxes do people pay? How do they pay their taxes? And do they pay it fairly?
In a Twitter post, McCarthy says he accepts the invitation to sit down and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending. House Republicans are demanding any debt limit hike be tied to spending reforms. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Meanwhile, as the number of migrants crossing the southern border rises, so do the potential threats.
17 people on the terrorist watch list in the month of December. In any typical year, if we even get six per year, that's a lot. Yet we had 17 in one month.
National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on Fox's Cavuto Live. Judd says in December, they recorded their highest month in history of border crossings. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
An artificial intelligence writing system launched late last year by a California company is making waves in the U.S. education system.
Chatbot allows users to generate original content like essays with a simple prompt by pulling information found from books, websites, and past news articles. School districts from New York to California are banning access to the site on school campuses, a move some education experts believe goes too far. The text generation, while groundbreaking, is not perfect. It can produce incorrect information and has limited knowledge of events after 2021. Tech companies see a lot of potential and potential money in these programs. Microsoft, an investor in OpenAI, announced it's going to expand ChatGPT into its own cloud computing products, and there's efforts underway by third-party groups to detect text created by AI so people can figure out who's plagiarizing.
Fox's Mark Meredith. And Elon Musk says Twitter will roll out a new higher-priced Blue subscription that doesn't show ads on the platform. The current price for a Blue subscription is $7.99 per month. No word yet on how much the price will be raised, but Musk says Twitter is also working on a way to decrease the frequency and size of the ads on Twitter, which he says are too big. Plus, Google's parent company Alphabet is laying off thousands of workers because of economic concerns.
Those 12,000 employees at Alphabet represent about 6% of the company's workforce. In a blog post and email sent out to employees, CEO Sundar Pichai wrote of the, quote, difficult decision, adding this, over the past 2 years, we've seen periods of dramatic growth. To match and fuel that growth, we hired for a different economic reality than the one we face today. These job losses add to those already dealt by companies like Amazon, Microsoft, and Facebook's parent company, Meta. According to layoffs.fyi, since the beginning of 2022, tech firms and startups have slashed more than 190,000 jobs.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. I'm Marie Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.